Joe checks in with us, as he does every Friday morning. We missed Smitty yesterday. He was having a nice little day in the country. Joe, how are you today?
I'm fine, fine. Enjoyed. Fish and I sat in the booth last night on a beautiful night and watched a pretty decent spring game unfold.
Yeah,
and,
certainly did.
Liked some things. As you guys have been pointing out, a number of different guys got involved last night on both lines of scrimmage, and, you know, I was heartened.
How about Juan Harris, Joe? Could you see him from the press box?
Who?
Juan Harris, is that his name? The kid from Wisconsin, 380, 6'5", 380 pounds. Gee whiz.
Yeah. I tell you what.
More of them, I say.
They had the PA not full blast in the stadium last night. They only had it on the east side, so it was hard to hear.
Yeah. Gotcha.
From where we were. And but, yeah, he was out there, come to think of
big
it.
Big mountain of a guy. There was a bunch of pictures making the rounds on social
is that
media
right?
of how large he is. And yeah, one is better than none. Let's get a couple more of those fellas.
Of course, everything in the stadium, Joe, like you're pointing out, it's portable. You know, we wheel it in, we do an event, and then out the door it goes. That's that big boomer box for sound that is normally out on the practice field where it's great there, but you bring it into a 51,000-seat stadium.
Well, the reason why is the scoreboard obviously
ain't
is
no
down.
Scoreboard.
Yeah, no video board on all that.
Big dig, impressive, very impressive.
It's coming along.
It was neat to see it from high up.
Yeah.
First time I'd seen it that high since we left.
Well, for sure. And what's happening this next Monday, they really gear up. Wilhelm Construction comes on site. A lot of concrete will start being poured and commencement, it'll look entirely different than now. Three weeks. It'll be great.
Put the pedal to the metal. Let's go. Speaking of Florida, how about North softball, Joe? Every time I look up, they're finding a way to win. They had a big, extra innings win earlier in the week where Deb Jones had a 3-for-3 night, struck out everybody in the building, and then they come back and win another one last night.
Well, I tell you, it was the veteran that sealed it again, but Thursday on the home diamond, a couple of youngsters saw to it that Emily Kron's North Cougar softballers remain perfect as the Cougs win at 9 last night, beating Terre Haute South in the Conference Indiana opener 3-2. Freshman left fielder Cassie Hayes loop singled down the line in the bottom of the ninth with two out. Scored sophomore Deb Jones with the game winner, leaving North 5-0 headed into the weekend. Senior Kinsey Ridge, of course, another route-going five-hit effort. 15 strikeouts in this nine-inning tussle in the circle, pitching for the first time, I might add, in a week and a half. Jones has had a solid week, pitching a three-hit, 13-strikeout effort against White River Valley earlier in the week. She had a three-hit night that night with two RBIs, and that was good enough, and she came right back last night and started the winning rally with that two-out double in the ninth and then scored on Hayes' hit. Both Jones and Emily Leifert each had two hits on the night as North now tries to make it 6-0. They play tonight up at Martinsville. Elsewhere, South still winless as Terre Haute North belted the Panthers 8-1 out at Winslow. The Patriots put up a four spot in the second and held on. Shortstop Lizzie Halstead's home run in the fifth inning accounted for the lone Panther run, Lizzie's second of the year. South will play two tomorrow at Mooresville. Nick Hammett's Edgewood Mustangs are 5-3. Holding off South Putnam, they went over in Greencastle 8-7 last night. Jenna LaRoche and Grace Brentfield each had, they had six hits between them. And Natalie Schachter knocked in three for the Mustangs. Carly Bland started, worked four, then came back and worked the final two to get not only the win but the save, which doesn't happen all that often. Meanwhile, on the links, out at IU yesterday, North shot a 342, very respectable for 18. They beat up on Martinsville. Medalist was Sam Wise with a 79. Evan Todd, by the way, had his career best playing for the Cougs of Brian Muehlhouse in 84. They will tour the Eagle Creek Park layout Saturday for the Cardinal Ritter invite up in Indianapolis. Jackson Wendell, team medalist 40 for the Edgewood Mustangs. They played the Ridge 9 out of the cage. Edgewood beat both Brown County and Owen Valley Thursday afternoon. Mustangs of Gary Lee will come right back tomorrow morning out of the cage and host its 9-team invite. 6th-ranked South will compete in the Washington Invitational. They'll be down at that tough Country Oaks layout in Montgomery. Well, it took 12th-ranked Terre Haute South to put an end to North's unbeaten start on the tennis courts, winning 4-1 in the Conference Indiana opener last night, leaving North, Barb Mills' crew, who, by the way, is up to 19th this week in the coaches' poll at 6-1 on the year. Carolina Lopez still perfect, though, at number one singles as she won a straight setter. Mazia Ionello won a three-setter at two singles as Gretchen Wertzmann's South Panthers also fell 4-1 last night, losing to Terre Haute North, evening its spring record at 1-1. The Panther girls, who just got started this week earlier and beat Brown County, will compete in the Jasper Invite Saturday. Meanwhile, John Kerr's Edgewood girls will be out tonight on the tennis courts hosting Brown County. Well, the South Sprinters, they've been doing it all spring long, and they're getting quicker. Pierce Evans and Senna Hendricks, well, they kept the times fast and the winning intact as South swept Martinsville last night. Larry Williams fellows got a winning double, not only from Pierce in the sprints, but the hurdles. Jonathan Doddrell won the shot and discus. Sam Munson swept the long and high jump, so good stuff there. Sam Sis Jordan, who competes for Tom Stokes girls, won both hurdles, and Jordan and Senna both made it a three-win night, winning legs on the Panther 400-meter relay. The Flashes showcases tonight up at Indianapolis at Franklin Central. This basically gathers some of the top distance standouts from the area, and Bloomington North and South will be represented by its trio, and sometimes four or five guys and girls that'll be competing in distance events up at Franklin Central. In hardball, Richard Hurd's baseball Cougars will try to snap a three-game losing streak. They're at home tonight at 6 against Martinsville. The Cougs then turn around and host both Edgewood and West Vigo Saturday in a little round robin starting at 10 a.m. And Phil Klusner's South Panthers will be in action tomorrow at Grove Memorial. They'll be welcoming in East Central for 2 starting at 11 a.m. Reds back on the radio tonight against Milwaukee, who snapped Cincy's four-game winning streak last night 5-1. Marty Brenneman in the pregame show, 7 o'clock, 7:05. First pitch from the Great American Ballpark as the Reds open up the weekend 7-3.
Bronson Arroyo, Joe, we tried it. I don't think that's going to work. Two of the three losses. He's not hitting 80.
I think by next week you'll see his condition.
And nothing against him, but remember, he didn't pitch for 2 years.
You know what? And he's been good about it. You know, he was very thankful that the Reds gave him an opportunity. When he was on with that great curveball of his, and now he's just getting older. They gave him a chance, as you suggest, both losses he's incurred, or two of the three losses. So,
and 11 earned runs in 10 innings. The Reds are in this rebuilding process, Joe. They can't have automatic losses. Let a kid give you a loss. Don't let some 42-year-old guy can't throw 85 give you a loss.
I hear you, brother.
But they've been great. They've won every series they've played in. They got three games here to right the ship against Milwaukee on the weekend. We'll talk Hoosier football at 8:45. We'll get ready for the weekend as well. Archie Miller's staff has officially been announced. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. Basketball moving onward and upward there. And we'll cover all that at 8:45.
That is the plan. Chuck, have a great weekend,
my
friend.
Thank you, Joe. Yes, sir. Blessings to you, friend.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Friday. Happy Friday. Joe Smith is with us early this morning because we've got too much stuff to do. Smitty, good morning, part two.
Hey, great to be back.
It is great to be back. You had a great game last night at Memorial Stadium, the spring game. We've got baseball, tennis, women's soccer here at home. We've got the road schedule. We've got Archie Miller's staff officially announced. We've got. Whew, I'll let you start, and I'll jump in to help you out along the way.
Well, it was a beautiful night. It wasn't a walk-off home run from A-Rod, but how about a walk-off touchdown run by the junior running back out of Indianapolis in OT, our own Alex Rodriguez, finishing things off for the Crimson of Mark Hagan, 42-36 Thursday night, giving the Crimson boys some bragging rights, not to mention a big steak dinner coming up and to be served by the losing cream team, who will feast down on hot dogs. But I liked what I saw. last night from redshirt freshman quarterback Peyton Ramsey, young man out of Elder High School in Cincinnati. He ran for one score to not things at seven after Richard Lego hit Simi Cobbs Jr., and it was great to see Simi back doing what he does well, and that's catch balls and touchdowns. It was a 24-yarder to open up the scoring. Then after Rashard Fant interception of Lego, Ramsey hit tight end Ian Thomas, who had a terrific spring. And with Mike DeBoard on board as the OC and tight ends coach, we're going to see a lot from the tight ends that we did last night. And Thomas will be finding the end zone more than just once. He caught a nice catch for six, and that was the balance of the first half. Scoring was compliments of field goals from Nathaniel Snyder, Griffin Oaks, who'll be back, and Logan Justice, who kicked from, well, 24, 34, and 44 yards out in the little kickoffs that they had on two different occasions last night. So it was a 20-19 cream at half. Second half was played with an 8-minute running clock. Ramsey hit Taysir Mack for six, 27-19, then three more field goals aside, made it 36-28, headed to the fourth. Ricky Brookins caught a six-pointer and a two-point conversion with 3:41 to play to get things tied at 36 at the end of regulation. Coin toss was won by the Crimson D. T. Gray Scales and Marcelino Ball, they wanted the ball, but they wanted to take away the ball, so they elected to win the coin toss and play defense. And they forced a fumble by Brookins, who was hit from behind trying to attempt a halfback pass. That had one Tom Allen joyous, even in a neutral mode, not rooting for either side. But he witnessed during a crunch time, late game, overtime situation, one of his coveted takeaways occurring. And then A-Rod sent everyone home with the game winner. Crimson in overtime, 42-36. Got to spend some time in the team room and spend time with John Gruden. He and his former assistant Indiana coach Jim, his father, honorary coaches last night. John kind of recollected his Little League baseball days, and so do I. They used to play right across the street from our old site, 535 South Walnut Street. I'm talking about our radio station, but he was a member of the West Side Lions and a stat coach of that team. They played out of the Continental League and played, as I say, right across the street from our old radio site. So he remembered some of those memories, and we'll have a report on a lot of those memories all of next week from one time or another on our reports daily, his thoughts and reflections. Looking at his brief stay here in his return to Bloomington, where he grew up, great admiration for Coach Tom and Mike DeBoard. He'll talk Hoosiers, he'll talk Colts, he'll talk Tevin Coleman and Jordan Howard, former Hoosiers who had outstanding NFL seasons last year, Howard going all the way to the Pro Bowl. John and Jim, they're going to play a little golf today before they head back to Tampa. They'll be out at the Cades, and Jim was a heck of a golfer while he was an assistant at our league course. He was a two-time former city golf runner-up to George Fielding, who was at the top of his game when they played for the title in back-to-back years in the early 70s, as I remember. So great memories all the way around. One more takeaway from Thursday night, and that was the punting of sophomore Hayden Whitehead from Melbourne, Australia. And not to place a hat on a kid just yet. Well, he's a young man, and he's built. He's an athlete, 6'2", 200, and he can flat boot the ball. So a lot of good stuff from the Cream Crimson game 2017 as Coach Tom and the crew get ready for, well, Kevin Wilson, now the offensive coordinator at Ohio State on August the 31st. So heading elsewhere to our weekend Hoosier Sports capsule, big baseball series. Hoosiers of Chris Lemonis have lost the last two Big Ten series. They're even. They're mid-pack. They're 4-4 in the league, and they take on one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest teams. Well, they're unbeaten and the only unbeaten in the Big Ten, and that's the Minnesota Golden Gophers, the first of three tonight, 6:05, out at the BART, as the Hoosiers will run into a team in the Gophers on an 11-game winning streak. The Hoosiers have labored here, having lost five of its last eight. Elsewhere in softball, Michelle Gardner's crew, they're over in Columbus, Ohio for Ohio State and a three-game set. We have Jeremy Wertzman's Hoosier Fellas playing Nebraska at 4 o'clock. And in tennis today, that's been moved up a couple of hours so they can finish under the beautiful day that we're going to have out on the varsity courts. Romero Askwe has his women tennis netters on the road this weekend. They're up at Wisconsin and Minnesota. Ryan Castle's water polo queens, they're playing out on the East Coast against Brown and St. Francis. They have four total matches lined up, playing Harvard and Hartwick on Saturday before they return home. And keep in mind, the CWPA postseason tournament will be hosted at the CBAC at the end of this month. We'll have lots more with Ryan and more coverage of that coming up. Ron Helmer's crew engaged in a little Big Ten ACC challenge. They're down in Louisville this weekend, tomorrow. And we talked a little with Clint Wallman and Emma Fisher. She's in the starting lineup this weekend for the IU women golfers. They're playing that tough Scarlet course, the Lady Buckeye Invite over in Columbus, Ohio. Mike Mayer's Hoosiers, they have a tough course to play in that camping course, and the Boilermaker Invitational in West Lafayette. So that takes care of the golf playing, and that all starts for the men and the women Saturday running through Sunday. What else do we have? Well, we have a little baseball tonight as Bloomington North looks to snap a three-game losing streak against Martinsville. They'll turn around and play tomorrow and host both Edgewood and West Vigo in a little round robin, while the South Panthers will be out at home at Grove Memorial at Twinville with the East Central Trojans. Golf, South plays down at the Washington Invite, and Bloomington North competes at the Cardinal Ritter Classic at Eagle Creek. We gave you the bulk of the high school beat earlier today. Bloomington North boys will compete in track tomorrow at Ben Davis. A lot of the distance standouts for both city schools will be in the Franklin Central Showcase later tonight. Mentioning speed, well, we had that rain out down at the Bloomington Speedway. Last week was postponed, but tonight marks the season opener, and on it is the USAC Sprint Race. The schedule tonight includes the Race Saver Sprints, the 410 non-wing sprinters, and the USAC National Sprint Cars will be racing at the quarter mile clay tonight. The gates open and the hot race, hot laps will start at 6:30 and the racing at 7:30. NASCAR, by the way, as they always do, take off the Easter weekend. Reds on the radio tonight. Game two of the series, trying to knock things up after they lost their four-game winning streak last night to the Brew Crew, 5-1. You'll be back with Scott Feldman on the Hill tonight. Great American Ballpark. Marty Burnham and his pregame show, 7 o'clock tonight here on the airways.
Busy, 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 busy weekend. And even in basketball news, Joe, yesterday it was officially announced, probably the worst-kept secret around IU basketball.
Unofficially.
We finally removed all the doubt and made it official. And
yep.
The release from Indiana University. Bruiser Flint, Tom Ostrom, and Ed Schilling will join Archie Miller's staff as assistant coaches. Again, same with the hire, Joe. These guys being officially named, you've seen national interests weigh in and everybody giving Archie thumbs up for these appointments as well. But one name sticks out that is sticking along with the staff.
Yeah, and that's Derek Elston, who has been with us now since he came back from playing over in Europe, and he is still director of player personnel. I believe that's his title.
Player development, something like
player
that, right? Whatever
yeah.
the whatever fits on the business
all,
card,
yeah,
as I always
yeah.
joke about on that. So it's great to.
He's got a long title. That's what I always tell him when I see him.
Well, he's 6'9". He's got to have, that fits.
I still call him D.
Well, you can. That's easier to do on all that. Big series for the Hoosiers this weekend, Joe. 6-0 Minnesota coming into town for baseball.
We got to tighten some things up. This is going to be a big challenge here because Minnesota's well put together. They have solid pitching, obviously. They're
11
won 20 games already, and they're 6-0 in the league. So you've got to cool them down and just get back winning series. I mean, the last time we were at the BART, we lost the first series. I think we've only lost, what, the last two or three in the history of the stadium?
And that was the one with the draw with Nebraska. Nebraska sits second in the league. So, again, a chance to level the playing field against the top two teams in the league. And the other thing we'll have to watch for, Joe, we've got a 1:05 Sunday scheduled first pitch for the season. Well, that's what they do. 6-2-1 are your 3 weekend times for home Big Ten series. But we know the 90% chance of thunderstorms on Sunday. We'll have to keep our eyes on social media and at IUHoosiers.com because I just – it's one of those deals.
You know, we've
got gorgeous weather on Saturday. Yeah. Let's just let's not goof around.
Yeah, and we've seen that happen before this year. I forgot what series it was, but they already – they made an early decision on Saturday, sometime late Friday, I think, made the – with the impending weather, they always throw that clause in there.
And they should, again. They want to play these games. There's no chance for them to make them up.
You know, we're not making this up. We're just trying to give you more of a viewpoint of maybe count on two Saturday rather than one.
With Saturday's forecast being as nice as it is, I would lean in that direction, but just stay at IUHoosiers.com and you'll be able to figure that out. Other national news or bigger news, we Dan Rooney passed away. Pittsburgh Steelers chairman, who's one of the first families of the NFL, 84 years of age. So tough day in Steeler land there. Colts made a big signing, get a defensive tackle off the free agency market, Joe. A lot of people were coveting Jonathan Hankins' signature, and the Colts got it for 3 years and $30 million. 16 of it's guaranteed on all of that. So the Colts and Chris Ballard, again, putting a bunch of pieces together. But until you get out on the field, that's when you start recognizing all that. Great stuff from IU football last night. Exciting times. A ton of points. Not surprising. Peyton Ramsey's got some wheels. How about the Marcelino ball play? That was something else, wasn't it?
Well, you know, I thought that maybe, I mean, he ran
he ran 200 yards to get 20.
60, he ran 60, I don't know, he ran 28, but he probably ran, I don't know, what, 48, 50.
At least.
But, no, it was interesting to see him in the slot on that end of round, and I thought it was him, you know, and it was, as it turned out, obviously, but my thinking was, maybe.
Dual
maybe
he's threat.
Such a talented guy. And I tell you, we got, a couple of linebackers that are really blossoming coming in here. And I'm not saying the ball was more of a monster back playing than a safety there. We used to call them monster backs. They were kind of slash
Huskies.
DB. But he's a DB. But that being said, it wouldn't surprise me to maybe with his athleticism to see him right back there at some point in time. I don't know.
Take a couple snaps, make sure the defense accounts for him. Well, heck, it seems like Michigan's got a guy like that every other year.
The point I'm trying to make, we're developing the depth now in the secondary, where before we didn't have numbers. You don't want to tinker around with your top DBs and safeties and playing them offensively. But that being said, with the development that Shelby's got now and some of the –
Yeah, A'shaun Riggins, you've got some corners that can play out there, and there's more after them.
Yeah, so –
Move them around. Get deep and get. You got to be deep, Joe. The Big Ten East is not the place to be shallow. And we'll know that, as you mentioned, with Ohio State coming to town to kick off the season coming up. The next time we play football on a Thursday will be in August, and that will start off the Big Ten and 2017 season here at Memorial Stadium. All right. Have a great weekend. We're going to have a tremendously busy Monday morning because of all the stuff that's going to be going on this weekend. And the Pacers start tomorrow, 3 o'clock in Cleveland. They'll play Monday night at 7, seven-game series against the defending world champions. So we got plenty to do. And we'll keep
Got to play them sometime. Play those Cavaliers right off the bat.
Knock them out. Knock them out of the gym.
Not supposed to win. I like where they are, being the underdog.
Yeah, so will they.
Hey, is this best of 5 or 7?
7. They changed a couple years ago. Everything's 7 now. That's why the playoffs last until the 4th of July. Okay. All right, we'll see you on Monday morning.
All righty, everybody.
7:45.
Have a great one.
8:45. It's Joe Smith here on a Big Show Friday.